Hello, and welcome to the JAC Day in the Life of a Judge podcast. Today we're talking with Peter Marquand. Peter was appointed a Deputy High Court Judge in 2016. He is a partner at Capstix, working as Head of Clinical Law. In addition to being a solicitor, Peter originally qualified as a doctor and worked in the NHS for 5 years. He was Deputy Chairman of the Information Tribunal from 2005 to 2009. Peter, hello. Thank you for joining us today.
Pleasure.
You were appointed Deputy High Court Judge earlier this year. How are you settling into the role?
Yeah, well, I think it's been quite challenging, but I'm really enjoying it, and I'm looking forward to continuing to do it.
When you saw that the role was available, what was it that appealed to you about it? Was it attractive that you didn't need judicial experience to apply for the role?
Yeah, it was attractive. I think that I've been thinking about doing a role like this for some time. I've been wondering whether I had to apply to become a recorder first. So to see a position come up that didn't require current judicial experience was very attractive to me.
And how have you been helped by your colleagues to settle into your new role?
Yeah, they've been really helpful, actually, because I think not only has the senior management team here been supportive of me taking on the role, but also my colleagues that I work with on a day-to-day basis have been very helpful in picking things up for me when I go and do the sitting days.
And do you think you've inspired other people to think about taking up the role of a Deputy High Court Judge?
I don't know if I've inspired them, but certainly I know of one other person who is interested in doing it, having seen me do it. So, I think that's a good thing.
And would you encourage them to apply for the role?
I would, actually. I think it's been really enjoyable and really interesting. I think, though, you have to think about what your personal drivers are, what you enjoy, whether you'd think you'd enjoy that role, because it is different from doing day-to-day, in my case, litigation. You're not taking one side and arguing it to the end point. And I know in conversation with some of my colleagues and friends that that's what they enjoy. And if that is what you enjoy, then being a judge is slightly different from that because you have to listen to both sides and form a judgment. So I think you need to think about what you think you'd enjoy and what your personal motivation is.
But you would say you find it a satisfying job, stimulating job?
I do. I find it really satisfying. It's really intellectually, it's interesting, and I think it's an important job too.
And how have you found balancing two roles that you have now?
Well, that is practically quite challenging, but not impossible. I think, as I've said, you need the support of your colleagues in order to do that. But if you're interested in the job and motivated by it, then I'm prepared to try and be flexible and make it happen because, I am interested in it and motivated by it. Therefore, you accommodate things and make it happen.
Have you found that colleagues in your firm have come to you for advice on anything particular now you have your judicial experience?
I don't know whether it's because I have that experience, but I think that people do come to me when they have something particularly sensitive or challenging. I do get asked those kind of difficult, tricky issues. I'm asked to give a view.
When you applied for the role, there was an understanding that it may lead to a full-time judicial role in the High Court. Is that something that you think you would like to do?
Yeah, it is. I think it certainly is something I'd be interested in doing. I think that I've been doing the job now since the beginning of January, so not very long, and clearly I've not been doing it every day. But I think it is something that, having started it, I would be interested in doing longer term, as long as I think it's right for me and other people think it's right for me.
You're listening to the JAC's Day in the Life of a Judge podcast, and we're talking with Peter Marquand about being a Deputy High Court Judge. If I can just take you back to your selection experience, through the JAC selection process. If someone that you work with is planning to apply for the next round of selections, is there anything you'd advise, any top tips for things to do?
The form is difficult. I first read the form and thought, oh, that won't be that difficult, but actually it's really difficult, and I think you need to allow yourself enough time to think of the examples and to really try and pack them in. I also think it's different because you're being asked for evidence of your competencies, and initially one's reaction is, oh, I've done this, I've done that, or I'm very good at that. And actually you've got to think of examples which demonstrate the competency, and actually when you get down to it, that can be, I found that quite challenging. So the form is not to be taken lightly. The telephone interview that I had was also quite challenging because practically you don't get any non-verbal cues. It's entirely over the phone. You can't see them, they can't see you. So you have to know when to stop and start. And I found a useful tip was to say, have I answered your question? Because otherwise you could just ramble on for some time and probably put your foot in it when you're rambling on. On the actual interview day, I think you've really got to know your own form and be prepared to be challenged on the form and the examples that you've given. Challenged in a nice way, but in quite a rigorous way about why that example is a good one. You've got to know the form and know what your evidence is.
And when you were going through the interview or the role play, did you draw on your experience from the Information Tribunal?
Not consciously. I don't think I did. I mean, it's actually quite a long time ago. It must have played some kind of part, but I decided that I would be me, and if I was the right person, then it would work. And in the role play part of the process, I was given something to analyse which I'd never seen before. It was far too big to analyse within the allotted time, and therefore I decided that if that's what the requirement was, well, then I wouldn't be able to do it. So I just had to do the best I could with what I had and the time available, and luckily for me that was enough. I don't think the Information Tribunal experience directly helped me, but clearly I was used to advocates coming before me, so that wasn't a totally strange experience. But in my mind, I wasn't pulling on that experience specifically.
And just going back to the job so far then, is there anything particular that stands out from your experience of sitting in that chair?
It's hard work. It is hard work, and it's quite a steep learning curve. But the judges who are there, you're allocated a particular judge to look after you and go and ask questions, and everybody's been incredibly helpful and very supportive. So I think that my first session, after a day of reading, I had to do 11 oral applications and give extemporary judgments after each one, and that's something I'd never done before. But in preparing for that, I was able to talk to the judge who'd been allocated to me and get tips and ideas for how to do that. And in fact, other judges came in to say hello and also give me their tips as well, which is actually really useful and helpful.
So that helped you settle in?
Yeah, it did. I mean, it will still be ongoing. I don't think it will probably ever stop. But, you know, the more you do, as in everything, the easier it becomes. Mm.
Thank you, Peter Marquand, for taking us through what it's like to be a Deputy High Court Judge and balancing your work with your practice at the same time. It's been very revealing, and we appreciate it.